The 4-3 Windsor Lancers are looking to avenge a difficult playoff loss. There's everything to play for here at Richardson Stadium. Yeah, not sure what the issue was, but all I did was reset the board. Yep. Which is strange, because all the audio was registering fine. These homecoming games are often scheduled during reading. And that has been an unfortunate reality of the, let's say, switch into trying to prevent the students from making, let's say, questionable decisions, which, you know, I don't think has been particularly effective. But that has been the choice they've gone with. And as such, we do have still a good turnout, but maybe not. Turnout that we were expecting. As, thankfully, just in time, I have gotten the technical issues addressed. Thank you for bearing with me, folks. I won't lie to you. I have literally not changed anything about the settings for our normal device, but sometimes technology likes to disagree with you. So thank you for bearing with me. We are now fully up to speed. We are back at it. We are ready to roll. And we are just moments away from kickoff here at Richardson Stadium. And it looks like the Gaels will have the opportunity to return to get things rolling. Special shout out to our outstanding technical manager, Chancellor Miracle, who always does a great job addressing things on the fly with yours truly. And of course, shout out to the lovely Laura Franklin, who I know is listening as well. These two are indispensable to every single Gaels game day broadcast. And now that we've figured out the issue, it'll be business as usual for us, and we're hoping it'll be business as usual for the Gaels as they come into today's contest hotter than fish grease, 4 in a row, all wins by double digits. The smallest margin of victory during this prodigious winning streak is 10. The largest is 53. And against the Lancers here, an outstanding defensive football team, a very technically sound special teams unit, it would be tough to expect a blowout victory. I think the Gaels need to just do what they can to win today's game, to get into the playoffs with a great bit of momentum. as our opening kick is going to be fielded deep in the Queens end zone by number two, Russell Weir, and he is going to concede the single as that ball was caught about 5 yards deep into the end zone. So Windsor, right off rip with a gentle breeze at their back, puts up a single point on the board. So it's a 1-0 ball game here at Richardson. But the counterpoint is Queens will get to take over at a much more favorable 35-yard line as opposed to, let's say, if Russell Weir had run that one out, wherever he gets is wherever they start. They're going for the sure thing here. Vraken has three receivers on the right-hand side, including Cedric Smith in the slot. He's going to pass on first down to Mateo Tuioti, just a little behind Mateo Tuioti over the middle. Remember, folks, they were on a bye last week. The pass was definitely there. It was open, but we are going to have a drop to start things off. So it'll be second and 10 for the Gaels from their own 35-yard line. Windsor tallying a rouge on the first kickoff of the game means Queens is down by one. And Vraken is going to pass again, stepping up in the pocket. We do have a flag down as Vraken slides short of first down distance. However, that flag is actually in the defensive backfield, which makes me think it may be defensive holding. Or possibly illegal use of hands, as Jared Kasari is certainly motioning for a first down as we wait for the officials to give us the rundown. It is illegal contact on the Lancers, so the Gaels will get some extra yardage and a fresh set of downs. Looks like Jack Ashby Jacobs was a little roughed up there on that play. He is A-OK, but that's who drew the flag. So it'll be first and 10 Queens from their own 45. Three receivers on the left, two on the right. Windsor playing press coverage on Cedric Smith, trying to jam him at the line of scrimmage. Another quick hit pass is dropped by the Gaels. A slow start here. Mateo Tuioti drops one to open the drive. Jack Ashby Jacobs drops one to open the fresh set of downs. So it'll be second and 10 from the 45. Queens yet to generate any kind of offensive momentum here. Vraken has got three receivers on the left-hand side, two on the right. Jared Kasari is your tailback. He's staying in to help block. Vraken is hit. The ball is loose. And the Gaels will recover it, but there is going to be a hold on the play that Windsor will decline. So it's going to be third and 15 from the 40-yard line as Vraken just didn't see the pass rush coming. Nick Hedding recovered the ball, but he is okay. Thankfully, Nick Hedding is okay. He was kind of gesturing towards his foot, but he is back up on his feet. So an inauspicious start for the Gaels. Oh, are they going to... Okay. Wow, they are just going to give Windsor possession. I guess they're ruling that the Windsor defensive lineman had recovered the ball before Nick Hedig got his hands on it. Didn't look like that to me. It looked like there was a hold bringing that player down as Henning recovered the ball. But what we've got now is first and 10 Windsor from the Queens 40-yard line. We're going to get a pass from Nick Domovsky on first down. And Jared Seaway with a touchdown-saving pass breakup. Number 14 on homecoming makes one of the biggest plays of his Queens career, punching that ball out of the Windsor wide receiver's hand. That pass was intended for number two for the Lancers. That's Evan Martin, who would have had a touchdown if it weren't for the outstanding defensive play from Jared Seaway. Second and 10 Windsor from the Queens 40-yard line. Domovsky under pressure. Queens draws a hold, but he would have been taken down by a number of players, including number 33, Brandon Spence. But there is going to be a hold on the Lancers. Domofsky took off up the middle, trying to pick up whatever yardage he could muster. But he was taken down, and the Gales are going to decline that, making it about third and seven. So neither offense hitting on all cylinders yet, as Windsor will bring on their all-time leading field goal kicker. Brady Lidster holds several program records, both in terms of overall field goals made as well as the longest field goal made in program history. He's one of the best, folks, and our title sponsor for this year, the Grad Club, is one of the best as well. You'll hear more on the Grad Club in just a moment's time. As Lidster is on, this would be about a 45-yard try for number 83. As this kick is up, and this kick is good. That will make it a 4-0 ball game here. Windsor out to an early start. And folks, I want to thank the Grad Club, who is absolutely the perfect spot on campus for lunch. It's casual, comfortable, and affordable. Head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. They've got a warm, inviting atmosphere, outstanding food options. The Grad Club is going to both lift your spirits and fill your belly. Follow them on social media at The Grad Club to get the latest and greatest deals and offers. First and 10 Queens from their own 35-yard line. Balance formation, that's two receivers on each side. Hand off to Jared Kasari. Jared Kasari up the middle, cutting left, weaving through traffic, just shy of midfield. Jared Kasari picks up the first real first down of the ballgame for the Gales. And for how vaunted and formidable this Windsor run defense is, Jared Kasari just made it look easy. And trust me, folks, I've seen these teams play. It is not easy picking up any ground yardage against the Lancers. First and 10 Queens from their own 53-yard line. Three receivers on the right-hand side for Alex Vrake, and he's looking right. He's going to find Russell Weir. Weir will take a good, clean hit. But like Timex, he just keeps on ticking. That is a good gain on first down, setting up a second and about four from the Windsor 50-yard line. If you're just joining us, it's a 4-0 ball game. The Lancers lead the Gales thanks to Brady Lidster's opening kickoff, and then Windsor just concluded a shortened drive with a 45-yard Lidster field goal. First real offensive progress for the Gales, as Vraken's pass is knocked way, way back. As Vraken has not been able to get a very clean look here yet, as a strong carry from Jared Kasari will ultimately end up resulting in a punt from Matt Driver. Albeit Driver is hoping to give his defense better starting field position than they had last drive, where they started at their own 40-yard line. So this will be a third and three from the Windsor 50. Ben Walker, the long snapper. Matt Driver, your punter. Good snap by Walker. Good punt by Driver. Caught inside the 10-yard line. Oh! DJ Ryan decleating the Windsor returner. My goodness, DJ Ryan. One of the most physical special teams tackles I have seen in a very long time. Got his money's worth on that one. And Windsor is going to start inside their own 15-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Lancers from their 11-yard line after DJ Ryan starting his homecoming with a strong shot. It's a balance formation for the Lancers. It's going to be a handoff to Wibe Mambo up the middle, and Mambo is hit immediately. He's going to pick up a few yards, but great job there from this Queens run defense. It'll be a second and 6 from about the 15-yard line. As Mambo, and I must say, I appreciate his number. Wiebe Mambo is number 5. So, yes, you do have Mambo number 5 on the field, which I do think is quite lovely. He's also a fantastic football player, an excellent blend of speed and power. Definitely more of a power back, but this guy is fast. You don't want to let him loose in open field. So 2nd and 6 coming up for the Lancers. Domofsky is going to roll out left under pressure. He will complete this one as we get another big hit, this time from Brandon Spence, but a good completion on the run from Nick Domofsky there. He was harassed and harangued by Stephen Capea, but Domofsky does complete that pass for a first down. So 1st and 10 coming up from about the 33-yard line of the Lancers. If you're just joining us, it's a soccer score, 4-0 here at Richardson. Windsor has got 2 men in motion on the right-hand side. A handoff up the middle. I believe that's Liam Talbot, who is running hard and will pick up another first down. A good second effort there from Liam Talbot. Had been stopped up originally, but kept his legs churning and managed to pick up Windsor's first ground, first down. And that's a great sign for this Lancers offense, as production has been spotty at times this season, but they're looking good here. So we've got 2 backs, one behind and one beside Nick Domofsky. Another handoff up the middle. This one not nearly as fruitful. 2 yards and a cloud of dust there. Eric Johnston involved in the play, but you'll have to forgive me, folks, when there's about 10 guys within 1 yard of each other. It's hard to get an exact tally on who's doing what. So it'll be a pickup of 3, 2nd and 7 coming up from about the 47-yard line of the Lancers. We have got 3 receivers on the left-hand side, 2 motioning to the right, giving us a balanced formation. Domofsky is going to drop back to pass, and that one is going to go out of bounds. John Korskaden there to make sure everything went smoothly, but that pass was well high. So Windsor is going to punt this one away in what has been a very physical football game. We saw an excellent pass breakup from Jared Seaway, and then we saw DJ Ryan absolutely plant the punt returner for the Lancers. This is a good punt from Lidster, fielded around the 13-yard line by Russell Weir, and great job there by the coverage unit. Weir will be stopped up at the 15. So this Queens offense has struggled out the blocks here. We saw a Jared Kasari first down, but they've yet to complete much in the way of passing yardage. We had a 7-yard Russell Weir catch, but otherwise, we've had a couple drops from Mateo Tuioti and Jack Ashby Jacobs. Russell Weir is chatting with Evan Knapp Fisher, one of these athletic trainers on the sidelines here. Looks like it's nothing too serious. 1st and 10 Queens from their own 15. 3 receivers on the left, 2 on the right. Handoff to Isaiah Adams, and Isaiah Adams is going to pick up maybe 2 yards at the absolute most. As Windsor is in control here, not dissimilar to how last week went against Ottawa, a strong start from the Lancers, mostly keeping the opposing offense in the shadow of their own end zone. We're going to see a passing situation here, and that has not been strong for the Gaels so far today. Vraken calling some audibles at the line, checking the blitz coverage. Oh, it's going to be another handoff to Isaiah Adams. Isaiah Adams cutting it up. He's going to be close to a first down, but I think he will ultimately, yes, be marked short. So a 2 and out for the Gaels. As the punt team, yes indeed, does make their way onto the field. Looked like there was a bit of a discussion for a moment there, but Queens will punt this one away. 4-0 here on a limestone gray day here at Richardson Stadium, but it's still a beautiful one all the same, a light breeze coming in off Lake Ontario, but it's about 15 or so degrees temperature-wise. Queens yet to get this homecoming crowd loud. We'll see what Matt Driver can drum up here. High punt from Driver. Caught and nearly fumbled. DJ Ryan certainly got his hands on the football, but that will be a first down for the Lancers. And a no-yards penalty to boot. Not Matt Driver's best boot of the season, but he did have a slight breeze blowing in his face. So we've got first and 10. Winds are coming up, and it'll be another strong starting field position for this offense. In fact, they're going to start basically where their first drive began, around the Queen's 40-yard line. Gales perhaps slow off their bye week, struggling here, but we do have a momentary break in the action, so let's throw to a word from our sponsor, the Grad Club.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
Thank you again to our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. Did you know that the Grad Club offers outstanding catering options for your events? They offer a wide variety of meal options, including plenty of vegetarian and vegan alternatives. More information on their new catering menu can be found at thegradclub.ca. The Grad Club has been an outstanding title sponsor for your 2025 edition of Gales Game Day. And they will have at least one more game next week, a home playoff game here at Richardson, regardless of today's result. But you know the Gales would like to send their homecoming crowd home happy. So far, a bit of a struggle here for the Gales, trailing by 4, but Windsor has definitely controlled the pace of play and certainly the place of play. A lot of possessions in Queen's territory. First down, handoff, eaten up by Brandon Spence and Oliver Jackson. OJ cut off the lane. Spence made the play. And they are going to stop this talented Lancer running back well short of the original line of scrimmage. It'll be second and 13 coming up here from about the Queen's 44-yard line. Great job there by this Queen's run D. Second and 13. Multiple men in motion for Nick Domofsky. Domofsky is going to pass. He has got time, but he is going to send that ball well out of bounds. And we may see Brady Lidster on. He's got a little bit of a wind at his back, and he has certainly got prodigious leg strength. But great job there from this Queen's defense to answer a two and out with one of their own. And Jared Seaway so far has been having an outstanding game for the Gales. And yes, we are going to see Brady Lidster. This will be about a 51-yard attempt, but Windsor is going to call a timeout. They were having some personnel issues. And as a result, because we missed it in the pregame, let's play one more word from the Grad Club in your first quarter of football action. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers.
Brady Lidster is an outstanding kicker, but if he misses this one, number 6, Ian St. Arnaud, is going to have a lot of real estate to work with. So for Lidster, you want to kick this one about as hard as you can, because if you miss, you may be in trouble. From 51 yards, Lidster's kick is up. And mercy me, his kick is good. The best offensive player for the Windsor Lancers this year has been their kicker, Brady Lidster. And he has put up 7 points here, making it a 7-0 ball game. And we shall see if this Queens offense can get out of neutral. Bit of a struggle so far against this talented Lancer defense. They have a turnover already, and turnovers are often the story of these games. They can't have many more of those if they want to beat an opponent of this caliber. A little less than 5 minutes remain here in your first quarter of football action. Vraken is going to hand it off on first down. Jared Kasari running hard for another Gales first down. Right up the middle of this Windsor defense. Jared Kasari came to play today. That chin strap is buckled on tight, and he is running straight through this brick wall of a Windsor front. First and 10 from, as the officials whistle this play down, a timeout called by the Gales, which is like the third timeout in the first quarter between these two teams, it looks like. Oh, no, never mind. Not issued to the Gales. It's an issue with the sticks. So they were having a problem with the chains down at the field. So an official timeout, just so they can get this equipment fixed up. When the ball is snapped, it'll be first and 10 from the Queens 47. Jared Kasari has two carries for 11-plus yards each time, so he's well over the 20-yard threshold here, producing at such a high level this season. Two men on the left. Vraken is going to roll left. There is a hold, which unfortunately will take away what would have been an outstanding Mateo Tuioti sideline catch. But there is a flag down, and that's the right call, folks. Definitely a hold there on Jazz Kara. So Vraken's first big completion of the day is coming back, as Queens will get a 10-yard penalty, putting them right back to where they started from, which is often the story of these Queens-Windsor games, as someone who has seen them all at this point. So it'll be first and 20 from the Queens' 37-yard line. They need to generate some positive offensive momentum here. You can't let Windsor dominate the time of possession and the place of play. Kasari with a carry on first and 20, and he's not going to get much, if anything. And we have Preston Martin down for the Gales, writhing on the turf. Not sure what exactly happened, but Preston Martin is down, and he looks like he is in a great deal of pain. So we are going to, once again, take a moment here. And we are just going to play another quick word from the grad club. Well, hopefully Preston Martin is tended to quickly and safely. It's a 7-0 ball game. Lancers lead the Gales here at Richardson Stadium. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe and inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
And we are back, folks. If you're just joining us, the Gales trail 7-0, and it's been about as bad a start as can be for this Queens team. They've had a turnover. They've conceded a rouge and given up two Brady Lidster field goals. The defense has played well. The offense has struggled so far. And Preston Martin is being helped off the field, and he is not putting any pressure at all on his left leg, which is a scary thing to see, as we are hoping that is nothing serious, and we wish nothing but the best health and safety for all student-athletes, regardless of their jersey color. Yeah, Preston Martin, feeling it there. Number 10 for the Gales. We will hope he is back up and at it again soon. A pretty integral part of what this offense likes to do. And this offense has got 2nd and 20 coming up from their own 37 after a holding call on 1st and 10. Screen pass to Jared Kasari. And Jared Kasari gets a great gain, but will be stopped up short of first down yardage on the right-hand side. Good call there on the screen pass. At the very least, it'll set up a more manageable punting position for Matt Driver. Queens gains about 15. Unfortunately, it was 2nd and 20. So Driver will get another punt in, his third of the ball game, as the Gales are struggling to get out of the blocks here, offensively at least. Good snap from Ben Walker. Punt bouncing and caught around the 15-yard line. And it's going to be a good return for the Lancers, as DJ Ryan again, after a prolonged return, makes a play, as we have another Gale on the turf. There is a flag down. That's Liam Silverson limping off the field. Looks like he might have banged up his knee or something. He is getting off the field under his own power. He has taken a knee. Scratch that. But it looks like it might just be maybe a bruise, a Charlie horse. As the Lancers are flagged with a hold on the return, so a lot of east-west movement will result in a lot more south than north for Windsor, as they are going to start this drive inside their own 15. Liam Silverson making his way off the field here. Once again, hoping that's nothing too serious. Sometimes when you come off a bye week, especially after you had 7 straight weeks of football contact, it takes a little bit of time to get your wheels under you, folks. 1st and 10 for the Lancers from their own 12-yard line. Windsor leading by a touchdown, albeit without putting a touchdown on the board. 7-0 scoreline here. Domofsky is going to hand this one off up the middle. And this Queens run D has been formidable. Haven't given up much so far. That was number 15 for the Lancers, Andrew Delaney, with the carry there. Gave him about 3 or 4, setting up a 2nd and 6 from the Windsor 16. If you're just joining us, 7-0 here at Richardson Stadium. It is homecoming, but the crowd has not had a great deal to cheer about as of yet. Let's see if the defense can make something happen here on 2nd and 6. Domofsky has a man in motion. It is going to be a pass from Domofsky. Tipped and picked. Jacob Baldwin has got the ball. He is running hard, and he is going to be taken down at the Windsor 15. Jacob Baldwin, number 30. The biggest play of the season so far for the prodigy, Jacob Baldwin. And once again, I've spoken it into existence. The defense answers and gives their offense their best starting field position of the game. Congratulations to Jacob Baldwin. First career interception off a tipped ball. And Queens must capitalize here. You've got the momentum. You've got the field position. It's time to tie this ball game. 1st and 10 from the Windsor 16. Vraken dropping back, under pressure, stepping up, evading the sack, throwing it over, caught by Jack Ashby Jacobs. What a play from the man who should be the OUA MVP. Alex Vraken, evading trouble and getting the Gales on the doorstep. What a play from number 12 in the tricolor. Turning nothing into something. And the Gales are just 4 yards away from tying this ball game with less than a minute to play in our first quarter of football action. Hand off to Ethan Dahl. Ethan Dahl! He is going to be short. The crowd roared, but Dahl is going to be short. It'll be second and inches. As the Gales are just going to try and sneak this one forward. As we have 30 seconds to play in our first quarter of football action. 7-0 is the scoreline, but Queens is going to try their very best to change that here after an outstanding interception from Jacob Baldwin and a simply improbable evasion and completion from Alex Vraken. Anthony Leo is in. Can he jam this one forward? He can. There is a flag on the play. It would have been an Anthony Leo touchdown, but we are waiting to see who this flag is issued to. The offense is making their way off the field. Touchdown Gales. Offside on the Lancers. Anthony Leo scrambling forward. Has made it a 7-6 ball game. As Tyler Mullen is on to try and make it 7 apiece with 6 seconds remaining in our first quarter. Great sequence there. Defense leading to offense. Offense leading to another Tyler Mullen conversion. As we will get one final kickoff. And then it'll be the end of our first quarter, an eventful back and forth battle. As has been traditional with these two teams, it has been a defense first ball game, a defensive stalemate of sorts. But between these two defenses, I like the Gales more. It's just a matter if they can cut down on turnovers and string together a few more scoring drives. Windsor has struggled this season with offensive consistency, so you need to pour it on when you get the opportunity to do so. Tyler Mullen on to kick this one away. 6 seconds remain here in our first quarter. It is now a 7-7 ball game. Windsor's scoring has come by way of the kick. 2 Brady Lidster field goals and a rouge. Queens just scored the game's first touchdown, a 1-yard Anthony Leo sneak. Mullen's kick is going to go out of bounds. Not a great kick there from Tyler Mullen. As soon as it left the tee, you could see it was a bad one. And that is an uncharacteristic error there from one of the most consistent kickers in the OUA. So Windsor will get better starting field position than they likely would have. Mullen had the wind blowing in his face, kind of blowing against and to the left. And sure enough, that kind of leftward wind pushed the ball out of bounds on the left-hand side. So it'll be 1st and 10 Windsor from their own 40-yard line. And what will be the final play of our first quarter of football action. Multiple men in motion on the right-hand side. Domofsky is going to pass. He's under pressure. And that will be incomplete as we will enter the second quarter tied 7 apiece in season 102 of Gales Game Day on CFRC. I'm going to throw you to a word from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. And the next time you hear my voice, we will be in the midst of second quarter football action. It's all tied up here at Richardson Stadium.
listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
And we are back at it, folks. This is season one of two of Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. 7-7 ball game. Windsor is facing a second and 10 from their own 40-yard line. A back-and-forth contest between two of the OUA's predominant playoff threats. Domovsky is going to have to step up, and he will be tackled just at first down distance. Brandon Spence tripping up the talented Nick Domovsky. Good throwing quarterback, but a very strong running quarterback. Big, tough kid. And he's able to power his way forward for 10 there, setting up a first and 10 from the Windsor 51-yard line. Game has been all about defense so far. Each side with a turnover, hand off to Wiebe Mambo, and he is going to be able to find a little bit of space. Great job by the heart of this Queens defense to stop up the middle there, and more importantly, put some of those big guys in the maize and blue on the turf. Number 74, Brett Miller, 6'5", 380. Every time he has to get up off the turf, and this isn't mean-spirited, this is just true, it takes a lot out of you when you're that size. I've been 300-plus pounds. It's hard getting up. You have to do that over the course of a game, it's going to wear you out. Second and 7 coming up from the Windsor 54-yard line. One man in motion on the left-hand side, another on the right. Oliver Jackson and Eric Johnson are stepping up, but Domovsky is going to get that pass tipped by a young man who is having an outstanding game, number 30, Jacob Baldwin, as we have a couple of big bodies on the turf here. Brett Miller, number 74 for the Lancers, and Eric Johnston, number 91 for the Gales. Johnston looks to be the, oh my goodness, Brett Miller just headbutted the turf, and I swear I felt a tremor. Eric Johnston looks like it's a minor lower body thing. Brett Miller, couldn't tell you, but we're hoping both of these key cogs in their respective teams are A-OK. We've seen a lot of players go down so far. Very physical game, folks. These two teams, they don't like each other, and they like to hit hard. That is a dangerous combination as both players are being tended to. I'm going to take some time to tell you about our second quarter sponsor, our friends over at Old Farm Fine Foods. In fact, yesterday, CFRC had a station open house, and it was catered by Old Farm Fine Foods, always one of my favorite meals of the year. And did you know that Old Farm Fine Foods at 204 Berry Street is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen pizzas? They've got pizza, they've got sausage rolls, they've got sandwiches, they've got sweet treats, everything you could ask for, and so much more. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street. Brett Miller is making his way off the field. Eric Johnston, who is going to be so important to the Gales' run defense today, is being tended to and is putting some weight very tentatively on that left leg as he slowly makes his way off the field. But I think with a little rest, he might be okay. good to see that it looks like nothing serious for either side there. Gales limit the Lancers to one first down as Brady Lidster is on to punt this one away. Russell Weir and Ian St. Arnaud back deep to return. Good punt from Lidster is going to be caught. Actually, bounce, sorry. Picked up by Ian St. Arnaud. And Ian St. Arnaud will draw a no yards, which will give Queens decent starting field position around their 35, maybe 36-yard line. We're all square here at Richardson, 7-7. Windsor getting it done through special teams. Queens getting it done with an Anthony Leo one-yard quarterback sneak. As it will be first and 10 from the Queens 37. We saw an outstanding completion from Alex Vraken earlier, and we've seen some strong Jared Kasari carries. It's Isaiah Adams, number zero in the backfield at the moment for the Gales. Three eligible receivers on the right-hand side, two on the left. Vraken is going to look right, find Nathan Falcone. Nathan Falcone has got some blocks. He takes a shot, but he picks up a first down. We're pretty close to it on that quick little tunnel screen. First down, Gales. Falcone's first catch of the ball game. You may recall he broke that play deep last time out against the Guelph Griffins to put the cherry on a homecoming victory for the Gales. They've spoiled two homecomings this year. They're hoping Windsor won't do the same to them. First and 10 from the Queens 47. Vraken with good call there. Was under pressure, was looking for a screen pass. Threw it to Isaiah Adams, but at his feet. And no, that isn't intentional grounding. Oh, they gave it. That is pretty shocking, folks. It was technically a catchable ball. He's not in the pocket. He's under pressure. He threw it to an eligible receiver. That's a pretty bad call there. I can't really agree with that. Okay, so they picked the flag back up. They originally were going to flag it for intentional grounding, even though, hey, it wasn't the best pass in the world, but it was to the receiver. So instead it will be second and 10. I was worried we were going to see second and 25 there. Second and 10 from the Queens 47. After that flag is picked up, Vraken dropping back under pressure, hold. Otherwise would have been a great completion to Isaiah Adams. It would have been a first down. But I think we're going to get another hold tallied to number 74, Jazz Kara. Oh, a face mask. Not what I expected to see, but never mind. We have second and 25 coming up. Would have been a great first down catch and run from Isaiah Adams. Instead, we have got Queens deep in their own postal code. I missed it, but I know it was on the offensive line. And that will definitely put Queens far behind the eight ball here early in our second quarter, brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. 7-7 is the score line. Halfback draw to Isaiah Adams. And he had potential to get loose, but is unable to break away. And Queens will have to punt this one away. Gales can't stop getting in their own way today. The defense has looked phenomenal, however, doing a really great job of limiting the Lancers so far. I'll be curious to see. So they won't have Eric Johnston, I don't think, although he is getting his helmet on. I thought he was going to have to sit the next drive out, but he is back up on his feet and ready for more. Matt Driver in to punt this one away. This punt will be snapped from the Queens 33. It'll be punted from closer to their 20. And that is more like it from Matt Driver. A field flipper caught at the 20-yard line. Flags down. Multiple flags down. And I suspect at least one of those is on the Lancers, probably both, if they are indeed two separate flags. Otherwise, it's at the bare minimum a hold, possibly a block in the back. As Eric Johnston won't be in the ballgame quite yet, we're going to see two of those understudies, number 92 Carter Martin and number 98 Tom Nitschke. Definitely more of a run fit here from the Gales defense as we wait for these flags to be tabulated. So it is indeed a hold on the Lancers. So just the one flag as Windsor once again starting with poor field position thanks to a bit of a special teams blunder there. Not as bad as they have been starting. It'll be first and 10 from their own 17, tie ball game, 7-7. Windsor has got three eligible receivers on the left, plus a tailback, Liam Talbot. Handoff to Talbot, who is breaking right, and that will be a good first down gain for Liam Talbot, tackled up by number 33, Brandon Spence. So that'll set up a second and manageable. Looks like about second and 4 yards to go from the Windsor 21. Not a lot of fireworks so far here today. But we have seen some good defensive football as Windsor balance formation, two receivers on each side. It is going to be a pass from Domovsky. And he threw that one to the crowd. Great job there by Queens. Looks like class of 92. As he does, let's say maybe a little unwillingly, relinquish the ball to the ball boy. Unfortunately, you don't get to keep those as a souvenir. But this Queens defense forces a two and out. And Ian St. Arnaud back deep to return here, giving Russell Weir some much-needed reprieve. He's been the primary punt returner for the Gales. Ooh, a low, short kick from Brady Lidster, caught by Ian St. Arnaud. And, he was trying to take advantage of the lane, but he couldn't quite break loose. Good job there by the coverage team. Jack Ashby-Jacobs, a good block, but couldn't quite move his man the 8 or so inches to the left that he needed to. No fault of Jack Ashby-Jacobs. Good effort there. Queens will start this drive at the Windsor 50-yard line. So one of the stronger starting field positions for this Gales offense. Penalties have been their killer, their Achilles heel so far, and with how aggressive this Windsor front is, it makes sense, folks. They send a lot of guys. They are fast and strong. Vraken has three on the right. So it'll be a handoff to Jared Kasari, but Jared Kasari is going to get absolutely nothing on first down. So it'll be a second and 10 from the exact same location, the Windsor 50-yard line. There is a light wind at the back of the Gales, so if they can pick up even 2 or 3 yards, it could be a makeable Tyler Mullen field goal. Would be the, I believe, 54th of his career if he could get it up and through. Looks like they're actually going to take a yard away, so second and 11 from just shy of the Lancer 50-yard line. Vraken has got a balanced formation, two receivers on each side. Pass over the middle. Wow. Yeah, okay. I was going to say Russell Weir got mugged and will draw a pass interference flag. He had a linebacker, zero for the Lancers. Marco Piccioni was basically, and I know Russell's a lovely guy, but you can't give him a hug in the middle of a football play. And as a result, Queens will pick up a first down there. I think one of the more obvious calls you're going to have today. So that will move the chains. Maybe not how they drew it up, but Queens will take it all the same. They have crossed the 300-point threshold this year, sitting at 305 on the season. Looking for more trips on the right-hand side, plus Mateo Tuioti is in on that right-hand side, lined up right now as a blocker. As Vraken is making some adjustments here, Tuioti dropping into the backfield beside Vraken as he hands it off to Jared Kasari, and Jared Kasari will pick up a decent 2 or 3 yard gain on first down. Good hard-nosed run up the middle there from Jared Kasari. 8.5 minutes to play in our first half of football action. Second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. More on our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods momentarily. Queens hungry for yardage, hungry for points here, trying to take advantage of good starting field position. Vraken has got Nathan Falcone in the slot on the right-hand side. Russell Weir on the left. Logan Walton spread out wide on the left. It's going to be a play-action pass. Vraken is under pressure. He's looking for Mateo Tuioti, but he just skies that one beyond the outstretched arms of number 87 on a wheel route. Right idea, just a little too far forward. Maybe the wind at his back, more of a hindrance than a helper there. As Tyler Mullen is on. This would be about a 43-yard try from number 42. Currently sitting, I believe, at 53 career-made field goals. Looking to move up that list. Kick from Mullen is wide. So it will be a single as opposed to a triple. But Queens will take the lead for the first time today. Albeit it's an 8-7 ball game as opposed to a 10-7 ball game. Mullen's kick just going a little to left. So Windsor will take over, first and 10 from their own 35. Queens leads by a single point. A rare miss from Mullen, and that's kind of been the overall aesthetic of the offense and special teams units today. Just a little out of step from where they usually are. Defense has been formidable. They'll need to be formidable again here. Hand off to Wiabe Mambo up the middle. Mambo is slowed up, but he is still running hard and will pick up his best gain of the day. A huge first down right through the middle of this Queens defense. First and 10 Windsor as they have flipped the field. They are in Queens territory, albeit just barely. This will be first and 10 from the Queens 49 as Mambo number 5 takes his best carry of the ball game today. And that's what Windsor likes to do. They like to ground and pound. They try to wear you down. They try to rip holes in the middle of this defense with their big interior offensive line. First and 10 coming up from the Queens 49. Domofsky drops back to pass. He throws a very not good looking ball well out of bounds, so that'll bring up a second and 10. Not his finest throw from number 11 Nick Domofsky, as both passing offenses have struggled to connect consistently here today. Second and 10 from the Queens 49. If I'm Windsor, I'm just going to pick up whatever I can forward and bring Brady Lidster on. That has been their key to offensive success so far this year. We've got 4 receivers on the left-hand side for Domofsky. He is going to throw it over the middle. It's going to be tackled up by James Gillingham. A short gain there on second and long, so it is going to be a third down situation. And we'll see if it's a field goal or a punt set up here from the Lancers. I think it'll be a field goal try for Lidster. But no. It's a punt. Okay, I was going to say, my goodness, into the wind it would have been 59 yards, which he's hit long kicks before, but maybe not with the kind of wind blowing in his face that we have here today. Lidster punts this one away. Not the prettiest punt, caught by Ian St. Arnaud around the 10-yard line. Ian St. Arnaud breaking right, making a couple men miss, going out of bounds. Good return from Ian St. Arnaud. Gives his offense a little bit of much-needed breathing room there. As we have a quick stoppage in the action, so let me play you one more word from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.